Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bud Suchak. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Don Lund. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kai Thomas. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Bird. And now, play ball. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Suchak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suchak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pesce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund takes first base on ball 4. Ginsburg moves to second. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ginsburg scores. Lund moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lund scores. Gray moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird juggles the ball. That's an error on Bird. Gray moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gray scores. There goes Hatfield trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Keene moves to third. Pesky moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Tigers. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter catches it and throws to third to double up Keene. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bird moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bird scores. Joost moves to third. It's Tigers, 3, Athletics, 3. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to second for the out. Joost scores. One out. It's 4-3, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Philly strikes out. 2 outs. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-1 in the game. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0 for 1 in the game. Babe takes first base on ball 4. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Babe moves to second. Two outs. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a fly ball into right field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gray strikes out. 1 out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sushok. Philly reaches second base with a double. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Babe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McGee moves to second. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray is walked intentionally. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-2 in the game. Sushok is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lund takes first base on ball 4. Ginsburg moves to second. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Ted Gray. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Madison now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Babe hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Bud Sushok. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lund takes first base on ball 4. Russ Sullivan pinch hits for Dave Madison. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.